Hey, you. How's my birthday boy doing? Is he enjoying his party? I know you're not into birthdays much, or being the center of attention and all that, but I don't know. I think every once in a while it's okay to treat yourself and be like, hey everyone, pay attention to me. Besides, I think I did a pretty good job keeping the whole birthday element down to the bare minimum. There's no cake, no presents, no he's a jolly good fellow, just, hey guys, it's my pumpkin's birthday, so we're throwing our first kegger in like forever. I mean, when was the last time you and I even went to a balls out party, let alone threw one? Yeah. Oh god. For real, right? So come on. Let's just pretend for 5 minutes that we're not horribly out of practice and that we're totally going to bounce back from this tomorrow morning. And I know. Let's do body shots. Oh, come on. Come on, come on, come on, come on, please. Just the one for me. This sweet little angel who put all this together for you. Or maybe for the naughty minx who bought you such interesting presents this year. Kind of gifts you could only hope to get if you're lucky enough to have a very kinky girlfriend. Yay! Yay, okay. Okay, so come on then. Come on. All right. First, we will pour some shots. And the birthday boy goes first, of course, so just wetting under my wrist here so the salt can stick. And now the salt. Whoopsies. Ah, shit. Spilled that everywhere. I'm not going to think about the cleanup tomorrow. I'm not going to think about it. Not going to think about it. Oh. Baby. It's only your birthday till midnight. You are definitely helping me clean up tomorrow. Besides, you know how much fun it can be when I make you do chores. Anywho, lime's already, salt's already. So come on, have a drink on me. Okay, my turn. Give me that hand. And just a dab of salt here. Here we go. And now to stuff this lime in this precious little mouth. I
Okay.
Okay. Now that we've done that, we'll just take this bottle with us. And find a place to sit for a bit.
There's salt everywhere. Oh, hey! I'm so glad you made it. Didn't even see you walk in. No. I'll definitely swing back in a bit. I've got something I want to pick your brain about. Hey, you two. Behave. Don't think I haven't been watching your antics all night. Damn, girl. Who's looking fine tonight?
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's get the couch while it's free.
Go on, take a seat. Right there in the middle. Let's claim this bitch. Good boy. Here, we take the bottle so I can hike this dress up a bit and settle down right here. Right on my good boy's lap. Oh, why so embarrassed? Because I'm calling you good boy for everyone here? Oh, baby, get your mind out of the gutter for once. You are a good boy. Like, in general. And everyone knows it. It's nothing to be ashamed of. Not like some of the other names you like to be called.
Here. Let's give the birthday boy another drink to soothe those nerves. Oh, don't worry. Just the one. Just for now. But how about I make it special and feed it to you? Like so.
Now swallow for me. Good boy. Okay, maybe just one more? Wipe up the bit that got away. You keep your hands on me and just let that dribble down your cheek. Enjoy being a mess for a minute. Okay. Enough of that for now. We'll just set this aside on the table over here. After all, we wouldn't want a case of Whiskey Dick tonight of all nights. Now would we? Or I guess I should say Tequila Dick, since that's what we're swallowing, right? Although then again, maybe a bad case of Tequila Dick would really be a godsend right about now. Tell me, baby. How are you enjoying your present? You know what I'm talking about, silly. your brand new cage. You know the one. The one that's just a teensy bit tighter of a fit than your everyday one. The one that's all steel with no gaps at all. The one with those itsy bitsy spikes inside. So teeny, so weeny, but so fucking sharp. Have you been keeping your thoughts pure tonight? I sure hope not. I mean, there wouldn't be any point to those spikes if you haven't been thinking dirty things. Oh my god. I didn't even intend it that way. You get it though. Any point to those spikes? Your girl's just a natural born comedian, isn't she? yeah. I might be. Maybe just a wee bit tipsy. But don't worry. I'm still in control. I'm always in control, aren't I? So I might as well live it up. I think I should make this fun for you and get even more loosey-goosey. No more booze for you. No, this one's just for me. Oh, hey, Bridget. Emily. Come here. Do me a favor. Here. Take this bottle away. And I think I need to start pacing myself better. Shut up. It's my boyfriend's party. We'll get sloppy frisky if we want to. Thank you, girls. Anyway, what was I saying? Oh, right. Keeping your thoughts pure. And how that's the last thing we want. So, tell me, love. Is that plug up your ass helping matters much? 3 inches of beaded silicone with some fun little motors inside, just waiting to hum to life. And you made sure to turn it on, right? Before you got dressed. Good boy. The remote should work fine then. Where is the remote? He asks. Well, certainly not on me. It's not like this slinky little dress has any pockets. And even if it did, it's so form-fitting. I mean, you'd spot a penny in my pocket from like a mile away. So, I wonder where it could be then. I wonder whom I might have given it to. Mm-hmm. I wonder whom I might have told exactly what it's for. I wonder if I gave the other emote to the same person. Or to someone else entirely.
What other emote? He asks. Well, here, babe. Do you feel this?
Do you feel a little something grinding on your cage? Something in my panties. This special little pair with a special little pouch to hold it in place. I bought myself a little something that goes buzz too. You see.
Remember when I asked you a couple months back what you'd like for your birthday? What you'd really like? What dirty, filthy fantasy you'd like to live out most? Just for one night on your most special day? No filters, no judgments. No reservations. Just the honest, simple truth. And you said a threesome. So typical, it's almost boring. Oh, come on now. Don't be bashful. It's what you wanted. And lucky for you, a threesome's what you're going to get. Only also lucky for you, I'm not just your girlfriend. I'm your mistress. And you know what that means, right? It means you fucking love it when I take your hopes and dreams and expectations and then just totally flip them on their heads. It means I can take a really fun idea, or even a really boring one, and make something insanely fucking epic out of it. And I think, boy, I think this threesome just got started. Ooh. I just felt somebody tense up all over. Tell me, baby. Has something started buzzing for you, too? Oh,
this isn't what you had in mind, baby. I know this isn't the threesome you think you need right now. But it is absolutely the threesome that a slave like you deserves. Come on, admit it. I did really right by you this year. Birthdays are all about surprises. And I sincerely doubt you woke up this morning expecting any of this to happen. Your girlfriend, your mistress, wearing a flimsy little dress that you could tear right off her with just one good hard yank. Clutching the back of this couch to brace herself as she spreads her knees further apart so she can grind into your cage. Ooh. Do you feel that? Looks like someone's working their way up through the power levels. Can you feel that through your cage, okay? Yeah. Who do you think it is? No thoughts? Not even a guess? Well, that's a shame. Because you know what? You do get to guess who it is. One guess only, mind you. But if you guess right, that threesome you wanted. Oh, it's totally on, birthday boy. But only if you guess right. I'd think about it very, very carefully if I were you. I shit. Oh, shit. Not wasting any time rubbing these up. But like I was saying, think carefully, because if you guess wrong, well, that cage you're wearing, you're going to bed with it still on. So, take a look around, pumpkin. I know people are watching. I know people are smirking. Is anyone smirking just a tad more than the others? Anyone watching a little more intently than the rest? You think maybe it's Bridget? You know, she had a thing for you before you and I got together. I can't believe I had to tell you that, you dunce. She's so
obvious. The way she'd throw herself at you. I bet she'd just love one last chance to be that obvious again. Or maybe Emily. She had a thing for me back in the day. And there was that one New Year's. We ended up right next to each other at midnight. And our lips stayed locked till sometime past dawn. And you know how late the sun rises at that time of year. Or it could be Liz. That would be fun. Because she does not get the appeal of subby boys like you. Not at all. Not at all. I mean, she likes you and all. It's not like she says I could do better. But she might have lost an ounce or two of respect for you when I shared that little tidbit with her. Maybe it's someone else entirely. Maybe it's one of them plus somebody else. And remember, I didn't necessarily give both remotes to one person. And remember, all you said was that you wanted a threesome for your birthday. If it was anyone else, I'm sure they would have thought that the FFM they probably meant to add to that was silently understood. You, on the other hand, well, you should know me well enough to specify. So, maybe I gave one or both to one of your guy friends. Maybe the threesome I have planned for us is going to be so not the one you've been dreaming about. Because if I had to bet good money, I'd say you also thought it was silently understood. You're going to be the center of all our attention. But, well, again, you didn't stipulate. Oh shit, that's kind of loud. Fuck. I think they mean to do it. You, baby, is all this enough to make Pumpkin burst inside his little cage? Kiss me now. What, that's it? Well, it's just fucking evil. Switching them off now. I'm so close. Oh well. This party's only just gotten started. I think whoever they are
they're not done with us yet. Not by a long shot. So, don't worry. You don't have to guess right away. You have all night. Or, you know, at least till they leave. So, my advice, we'll get up in just a sec, and then you go mingle. Assess. Try to gauge who's smirking at you because they know something's up. Aw, and who's gawking just because you're acting so weird tonight. Oh, and baby, you don't have to guess if you don't want to. You can just wear that cage all night long. So come on, silly. Let's go mingle.